So sitting back there thinking that maybe what we should do is take another break in a few minutes and have another assembly, and then we could fill up all the seats. Really glad that people have chosen to be here today. Very, very encouraging to be together. Just appreciate so much everyone's willingness to come out this morning. It is very good to see Melena bring Mike. So we love those grandbabies. There's just something so special about that, and I'm thankful for them, that Mike and Pam, that they now have a couple of them. It just doesn't get any better than that as far as this life is concerned, and in the physical things of life. When I started talking in the first lesson, I talked about tomorrow being a Memorial Day for those that weren't here, and then we set it aside because some sacrificed their lives, and in many ways they gave them up, some people, in that they died. Others did things that caused them to lose a good portion of their life in the things that they suffered. Talked about the fact about the POWs from the Vietnam War going to the I think the Nixon Library in California to celebrate the 40th remembrance of coming out of that. And I talked about this because when you listen to those men talk, there's no haughtiness or anything on their part. And I was thinking, when we're going to go into this lesson about ourselves, and I was thinking in terms of about that and how personal it was to them as they talked about it and what it meant to them. And even 40 years later, they talk about it with tears in their eyes, remembering that time when they got to come back to freedom. And they were so appreciative to the president for inviting them to come and eat at the White House. And they talked about the fact that they were just allowed to roam around the White House, thinking, well, times have changed, huh? And they would go into rooms they were talking about, and it just meant so much to them. And their memory's still there about that. And I related that certainly to us, and I wanted to talk about the personal nature of the Bible. And I was thinking, when Cody was talking about what our Lord and Savior did, that it's personal to me, and it's personal to you. When we think about that, and we think about that it was because of my sin, there's no haughtiness on my heart at all. I don't think in terms of, wow, look what I've done. I have done nothing. It is on the basis of the grace of my Lord and Savior. I was a prisoner of war. I was in a battle I didn't even realize I was in, and I had given over to sin, and I had determined I was going to live my life a certain way. I'm certain that my parents were very displeased with some of the things I did. I know they were. And one day, you make that choice, and I talked about that, of changing my life. And I realized that I needed to be, that I was dead in sin, and I needed to be immersed in water for the remission of sins and be raised a new person. It wasn't because I thought that up, and it wasn't because that's some teaching that someone had. It's because of what Christ said and because of what the Bible said. After becoming a Christian, it became clear and clear to me as I matured somewhat that when you look at the entire Bible as a personal and loving letter from God of heaven. As I said earlier, he looked down and he saw me coming in the future. And he went and wrote this letter to me. And I need to look at it that way. Even from the very beginning, all was revealed in the old, all the way to me. It's one continuous process of trying to get me to change and look at my life differently. And I think of Christ working so hard, trying to get people's attitudes to change just a little bit. Just a little. Think of people differently. Think of yourself differently. Understand that you need to have a personal relationship with God. Each part of the Bible will apply to different ethnic groups and to each gender at times. And though the varying abilities and capabilities, still personally was written to me. But when I'm looking at something that may be written to someone of a different gender, it's to remind me of how God wanted that person to be and how then I need to live my life toward that person. And so, well, that's not real difference. He wrote that specifically to me. If I could more fully understand that personal connection, it's not just a book to read. It's just not some historical thing. But it's me written in this book. And that totally changes things. It's a mirror of my soul. And that's exactly what he says in James 1:20. Whoso looks into that perfect law of liberty and being as therein, he being not a forgetful mirror, but doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. He said it's like a man looking into a mirror and goes away.